New stats reveal a disturbing trend with Christian persecution in India. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about prayer and advocacy needs for India's believers. And then the landscape of missions is changing. We'll explain what that means coming up. But first, in India, Christians are facing persecution at a higher rate than ever before. The number of believers attacked or harassed in the first half of this year is almost as many as the total amount of incidents in 2016. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman explains.
There's more violence, churches being burned, there's been even some deaths and harassment and driving Christians from communities. I mean, there's many reasons, of course, why these things happen. But the bottom line is that there are a group of radicals, and we see this in Muslim countries as well, that to just say, you know, this is the dominant religion, it's culture, it's everything, and Christians are seen as in opposition to that.
When the government sees you as a threat to society, you always have to be on guard. Musselman asks that you pray for these believers as they face mounting pressure.
A lot of these, you know, burning of churches, driving people from their homes, using these, we know that Christianity can't be stopped. But we also know that in the midst of this, the spiritual warfare, that there are many casualties of it. So we just really need to continue to pray that our brothers and sisters would be strong. And then for organizations like the Voice of the Martyrs, give us wisdom in the best ways that we can help and strengthen the church in India.
If you're interested in coming alongside the persecuted believers in India, find other ways that you can get involved at missionnews.org. Next, over half of the world's Muslim population lives in the Asia-Pacific region. While Christians in these countries are often the minority, Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says they're seeing believers build relationships with Muslims and the Holy Spirit's moving. For example, LaHaye says Nicole, a Frontiers worker, teaches English in South Asia and has built a close friendship with a man in her class named Hassan. He was amazed by Nicole's Christian faith and began to doubt Islam.
And for 8 days, he prayed this, God, show me the pure and true way. And each night he had a dream of Jesus. And he calls up Nicole and says, how can I become a Christian? And so the very next day, Nicole and Hassan got together. They read God's word together. Hassan put his faith in Jesus. And Hassan is growing in Jesus, and he's sharing his faith with his Muslim family and friends.
Frontiers is training other believers in South Asia to reach out to their Muslim neighbors with the Discovery Bible Study method. Christians can invite their Muslim friends to do a Bible study and then encourage them to ask questions and explore the Bible for themselves.
These Discovery Bible Studies are leading to movements of Muslims coming to Jesus in the hundreds, in the thousands, and in the tens of thousands.
So let's pray that more Muslims like Hassan see the truth of the gospel. And we'll state the obvious. Missions is changing. Volatile parts of the world are desperate for hope and truth, and traditional missionaries are becoming an endangered species. Something needs to change. And Jonathan Thiessen of Scatter Global says he has an idea of how to do it.
There are still 2.8 billion unreached people in the world. So those are people that will live and die without ever hearing the gospel, without ever having the chance of hearing the gospel even once.
That's why Scatter Global is taking a new approach to the Great Commission by turning everyday believers into full-time missionaries.
We want to see the 99% of the church that traditionally our missions model has not engaged, the professionals, doctors, engineers, artists, teachers, taking some of the incredible opportunities in the world today.
Scatter Global connects professionals with job opportunities in hard-to-reach areas, provides resources, and helps you build relationships so that a new network can bring the gospel to the rest of the world.
In order to be a missionary, you need to look like this, and you need to have all of this extra stuff. You need to jump through these hoops. Have we maybe got that wrong?
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed, right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and with others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.